Okay, thank you, Samantha. So now, for the legal wheel of fortune constitution, that we must start with a couple of points.
I can go back here so they can verify it.
So Jacob, you.
As
it is, Jacob starts.
Give me a letter.
E.
I'll just keep holding that when I really need to check it. Unless you want a letter.
If you hold it, that means I'll make a mistake.
Alright. You're better than the last time.
Alright, no guesses?
No guesses.
I once had a student guess it with one letter like that.
Yeah, it was him.
And another, he did it too.
Yeah, he took like one ladder up there. He's like, it's a salt and battery. And it's like,
it was slander per se. I didn't need the letter.
That's the way to go. I like it.
What? I would like to have a C, please.
You would?
Yeah.
I would think a guy like you would like to have an A.
Oh. Actually, a pint, but that's beside the point.
Oh.
Or isn't it?
This is sure a whole lot better than last week when we were away from my crazy circuit for 3 hours trying to keep up with me. Okay, I'll go. Jacob.
Give me an S.
An S?
S.
S as in speed?
Yes.
Or Sam?
The answer is there is no S.
Oh.
Which means no plural. Mr. Lawrence Henry? Or is it Mr. Henry Lawrence?
Lawrence Henry. H.
That's 2 out of 3. No help given to the person once they get the phrase when they have to define it.
My problem is coming up with a fake phrase.
In other words, she's saying, shh. Right?
What, D?
A D?
D.
Like the Pistons, no D.
A.
A.
We should have an A somewhere. There should be a 2 A's out of this point. There we go. Second word, why do you guys always think about what section of my class is this? Come on! There you go.
Oh.
Oh?
I don't know the top word.
Chicken.
I. No guess.
That means you've been gone.
Or
L. Come on. Jump right out at you.
It is, but my worst thing is spelling and grammar, so I still don't know what the top word is.
My grammar wouldn't be really good either.
T. It's unilateral contract.
Unilateral contract. What is a unilateral contract? Very simple stuff here.
See what's contradiction in terms.
We're going back to the first night. What's that?
It's where one party, only one party has to perform.
What's that?
Only one party still has to perform.
Still has to perform?
Yeah.
Well, it's a contract, you'd have to perform.
Oh.
Whether it's a unilateral or a bilateral contract, that doesn't matter.
I guess I don't know.
But we're distinguishing it from a bilateral. And we're not talking treaties here.
Is it Margot?
It is
a shot. Well, how about one party giving up something tangible, the other one's giving up a promise.
A little bit louder, Jacob.
They're not both giving a promise.
If they're not both giving a promise, you're well, yeah, you're on the right track, but expand that a little bit. Need a little bit more than that. What would you do if you didn't give a promise?
Why?
What would you do to have a contract?
Usually, I mean, you'd have something tangible like a dollar or...
You have to what?
You'd give up something tangible like a dollar or some payment.
Is he close enough?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got to ask my jury here.
Give it
to him. The party that doesn't have to promise simply has to perform. But that's only if the terms of the offer suggest that all you have to do is perform, not respond with an acceptance. I already gently gave you, I paid a lady $500 to swim across the Saginaw Bay in her bikini because I wanted to watch it. All she'd have to do is swim across the Saginaw Bay in her bikini without communicating an acceptance back to me, because I did not require an acceptance when I made the offer. I said, do this, I pay you. Or stop smoking for a month, I pay you.
Oh. You got that.
All right. You want to raise that?
Sure.
How are you responding to my grammar?
That's why I got my new device.
I can't spell. I have zero grammar capabilities. So it's like, unless it's something I just like, oh, it's this. Because most of the time I'm like,
This one will be several chapters up. In contracts from
what number on the test is it?
We kind of start at the beginning and we kind of jump until toward the end. But we're not in the UCC.
What the hell, your test will be kind of jumping all over.
Just like me tonight, jumping all over.
What number is this one for the test?
Why? That's a good question. 13. And I'm in this problem, number 13.
Wow.
See, my name is in.
This is no good traveling. How about how?
I can be the good guy, or I can be the bad guy. Three words. And since you won, you get to go first.
A.
Gotta be an A. Three words. There. Here. There. Right.
Yeah.
And here. See, now Lucas would get this.
If I already has it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
all right.
Let's go with a B.
A B or a G?
B.
No B. To be or not to be? That is the question.
No, we got it.
I guess a T.
It's kind of funny. I survived St. Patrick's Day. The guy called me for drunk driving, to hire me on a drunk driving today, was at the same place I was at. So, the leprechauns were looking out for him. Okay, any guess?
No.
All right.
Let's go with the D.
Yep, a couple of them. Three X.
I guess a G. Okay, I got a guess. It's liquidated damage clause. Damages.
Plural. Liquidated damages clause. Very good.
Did not see it. Didn't see it.
All right. You haven't won it yet. You gotta tell me what it is.
Oh.
This is in cases involving liquids, right? Contract breach of contract.
Not necessarily. It's a clause that says if some condition is breached, then this amount of damages will be awarded.
Is any amount okay?
Well, Well, if they approve it, they call it a liquidated damages clause. If they don't approve it, they call it a penalty clause.
Why would a judge not enforce it, or as you say, approve it? Because it would be what?
Unconscionable.
And it's unconscionable because... I think he's got enough to get it. It would be unconscionable because it bears no relationship to actual damages. For it to be enforceable, it has to be a reasonable attempt to measure what the actual losses would be by one party in the event of a breach by the other. Because it is way over, or the other extreme, way under, then it would be unconscionable. It would be grossly unfair to force a party to be stuck with that and remove their remedy they would have by going to court to get equitable relief, which is what courts are supposed to do. All right.
Yep, I got owned because my list goes.
Two more players. Let's not have anybody pull any shoulder muscles here by raising their hand tonight. Nicholas, how about you make Nick on?
How's you there?
Nobody else?
No one?
I'll go again.
You know what?
He'll be scared of
I should give you another chance because that was marginal. The one I gave to him was a little marginal. The first one that he got. Right?
So,
he nailed the second one.
My problem is I just can't spell, so I have to like wait forever to find him.
Nobody else wants to. I want to give you another shot because of that.
I'll take third shots, four shots, and nobody wants to do this all night until I come.
All right, that's it. Going once, going twice, going three times. Maxwell's silver hammer comes down. And it was a without reserve auction, right?
Well, my grandma's face.
We're going to be waiting. It's going to be the
Larry and Nick.
It would be like two spaces.
Two spaces. We'll probably never have to fill in the last spot. We'll be gapped on the last spot.
This means then that for the final exam, we got semis and finals. Unless maybe we could do one round of assemblies tonight. Okay.
What question is this? Report. Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Report.
What's it?
Yeah, report.
All right. Larry called.
Tails.
Tails it is.
Awesome. I need to go
pick the first letter. Now we're back toward the front of the contract chapters again.
Let's go O.
Okay. And the one coming up next will be on UCC question. Okay, who's next? Years ahead. 10 seconds ago,
and.
That should do it. Get the drums rolling here. Shouldn't last much longer now.
Are you sure about it? You want me to come in?
Intimate in kin contract?
No intimate contract? Those aren't legal.
I don't know.
Texas and the U.S. Supreme Court, I think.
Kind of
all prostitution laws are probably unconstitutional, right? Dick?
Alan?
I think
Alan?
So.
I think. Yeah.
Take my American government class and we'll find out more. In the fall.
I knew it.
So, please.
You've been gone, though. All right?
P,
please, not here.
Implied in law contract.
What is an implied in law contract? Is it a contract you had with your mother or father-in-law if you were married?
No, implied law
contract. What is an implied in law contract?
Let's see here. Implied law contract. I think.
Yes, think.
Implied law contract. It's isn't that when you kind of like it's word based? Implied like this is like way in the front.
It's like what?
This was way in the front of this. Isn't it implied? I think it's when it's like orally spoken and.
Spoken?
It was, isn't there? No, on my way out. If I'm on my way out, I'll just pass it. But I think it's a spoken contract, and as long as you like.
It has to be oral.
Or anything, but it's basically like.
It has to be oral, or
If you tell me, like, hey, if you come with me to Texas, I'll get you an awesome job, and I go, it's an implied contract, I think. No?
It's a promissory estoppel.
Alright, you're up.
All the stuff in these papers.
You got it, Nick?
I am just getting confused.
You got it. You don't want to put it. That sheet's not going to help you for this one.
It is not?
No, that's the UCC, which is our next. Our next problem is UCC.
That's why I didn't get these. I've been looking at these the whole time.
You know what implied in law contract is?
It is something that.
It is something.
The content has to be implied.
I have no idea. That's like saying, what's business law one class? Business law one class is about business law one.
Law and class. That's called shaking bombs to avoid unjust enrichment.
Wow, that was cheating right there.
Blam.
Did you read that off of
the No.
It's not on there. Anyway.
It's on the first one.
It's not.
Well, there's two? There's two of those?
There's not two of them.
Did you or did you not read it?
Just
tell me.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on.
There's one on UCC and one on common law.
So, we start over. Yeah, because it's not supposed to be open notes. It's supposed to stay before the button. Alright, should we read it again?
No.
Okay, implied in a law contract is exactly what Nick said after he read it off the page. Even though the parties did not negotiate through offer and acceptance in enforceable contract to avoid unjust enrichment by one party at the expense of the other. And here's the key. When a party rendered services or delivered goods when having a reasonable expectation of payment in return, even though they didn't do the offer and acceptance, and they didn't sit down and negotiate a contract, services or goods were exchanged, and it was understood at the time the services were rendered or the goods were delivered that this was not free gratis, that this was not a gift. All right? So we have three things, basically. We have a final contract, we have chiseling, and we have gifts. You give somebody a gift, you have to intend to give them the gift, and you have to exchange possession of the item. And the person receiving the gift must receive it. The gift is complete. It's not yours anymore. The gift is complete. Chiseling is when you attempt to force yourself on somebody and give them something they don't want, don't need, and didn't indicate they would pay for that expected payment. That's not implied in a law contract because it's not fair and equitable to enforce a contract under those circumstances. And while there might have been an enrichment, it wasn't unjust enrichment. If Chisler got what he deserved, he's out something that he attempted to force on somebody else. Law won't make that person pay for it. Remember the examples of the kid and the mowing the lawn and all that stuff.
But the word implied doesn't mean that it's written.
Implied means that the court is going to imply that a contract was intended under the situation.
If it's written, it's an
as such.
If it's written, it's an express contract. It's actually written down.
Okay. So grab your arm.
No.
Yeah, this is the UCC one, so flip those pages over.
I did. Flipped over. George flipped over.
There's one page on common law contracts, one on UCC. You should flip them both over.
I did. See?
Flip over.
Okay. Since you went first and didn't get it, it goes first.
Yeah, because I got it.
Didn't get it the right way. This is a lot. Basically, three words and a little preposition up there in the upper right-hand corner to connect them up.
This is going to take a while.
Okay.
A. There's only letters here. It's going to take a while, isn't it?
B.
C.
B. B.
J.
No J.
Throw a curveball at you.
O.
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 No, got it.
What number is this one?
Many letters, you're probably going to have most vowels in there somewhere.
Do you know
what number this one is? Oh, two. That last one, you're probably looking for later again. Alright, who's up?
Should we, like, get this, like, one word of it and have it filled in or no? See.
In order to carry on the tradition of legal will of fortune, I must strictly enforce its rules.
Alright.
I expect this game to live long after I pass this world.
Go ahead, take a lie.
There's only one C, huh?
L?
Yeah, there's only one C.
L? No. L.
Oh, just kidding.
Like she said, there's only two C's.
Just kidding. You said L?
L? No?
It was not that word.
F.
Oh, F.
I?
Oh, yeah.
Aha! A jab, blah! That wasn't really a word, but I just said that.
Anything to help him up. Okay. Nick? Just think of certs from last week. The rough mint, the candy mint.
The candy and a refreshing aroma. Anyway.
It's also what I call my Marvin Gaye rule. Two. Things two. Based on a famous Marvin Gaye song. Come on, let's go.
K.
Keep the game moving. K?
You rushed me. I didn't know what to say.
You rushed you. I practically did it. I'm confident we're waiting for you to come up with one.
Yeah,
we laugh.
P.
P.
Yeah, that helps a little bit.
Who was? Oh, can you think of what? Oh.
How many got it? Raise your hand. Emily, got it. Ladies over here. Advance.
I can tell you exactly what it is. I just can't tell you what it's called right now.
Then keep playing it because it might come to you.
Your turn.
I don't know.
Come on, you know, we gotta be a vowel to start the word off with, right?
Right.
I'm just throwing it off. Consonant.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why not?
Why?
Why? Yeah, why not?
No why.
I.
R?
Aha, I knew it. Does anybody know what the third word is? Is it getting done out there, though?
You too.
I'm so bad at this.
I know, right?
How many letters are we doing? You guys use up pretty much like every letter. A, B, C, D, H.
Yeah.
Did we do H yet? No?
No.
So we have to
come in.
No,
it's okay.
Don't call
This word was in a famous Simon and Garfunkel song called I'm a Rock.
I don't know Simon and Garfunkel.
That's because I'm of an older generation than you. You gotta listen to the
D.
Channel 15 on
D.
Series. Yeah. Finally getting the log game broken here. Come on. You got it, right?
Your turn.
Anyone named a hero last week?
I'm glad somebody did get a Wheel of Fortune. I still don't see that word.
Nick?
I know it all except for this one. Well, I hope I know most of it, but... man. Can you just give me something there?
Hey, I gotta tell you what. If you guess the letter, she'll tell you if it's up there or not.
Okay. Z. I'm just buying myself some more time here.
No Z.
A, B,
D.
E.
Well, yeah. Second word. That is the first.
It's just embarrassing that I still don't know what the first word is.
I can't take this tension. You're like all down with a heart condition here. This is too much excitement for me.
That third word is not even a word. It is a fake.
It is a third, well.
It is a fake preposition. It is a fake made up word that you
can't understand. Yeah, it was me here last week.
Oh, I got it.
Oh,
I
heard it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The first
ship in our destination.
The first word has to do with selling ships, right?
I got it!
It's
wait, your turn.
Ship in a destination.
Yeah.
Destination contract? Alright, so.
Yes.
What is the difference?
What is the difference between a shipment and a destination contract regarding a risk of loss and passage of title, which, like certs, occur at the same time?
I know this, if you don't.
Well,
I gave you a little hint. I said it had to do with risk of loss and passage of title, so you take it from there. What's the difference between the two? No. Don't help.
It's not just pass it. I know it.
He can pass it.
Or
you're going to get gone either way.
Gone.
Shipment and destination contract. Shipment and destination contract, there's two types. There's when you, like, ship it, destination.
And the other one really like
I'm just kidding. I'm getting there. When it's destination, the contract.
Wait, listen.
When it's destination, the contract like takes switch hands at destination. When it ships,
I hope it changes hands at destination.
And when it's shipped, when it leaves, as soon as it hits the truck, it's no longer the warehouse's property. It's the store's property. Whoever's
forget the warehouse. Let's keep it simple. Buyer and seller.
Right. Buyer and seller.
What's the difference in passage of title and risk of loss between a shipment contract and a destination contract as regards buyer and seller?
In shipment, the buyer doesn't have any loss. It doesn't have to do with pretty much anything until it reaches him.
At what point does that happen?
As soon as it reaches the truck.
Okay. And that is which of these two?
Shipment.
Okay. What's the other one?
Destination. As soon as the buyer touches the product, it's all on him.
Right. The destination contract requires the seller to deliver the goods into the hands of the buyer in perfect tender condition. So therefore, the seller is responsible for any damage or loss to the goods any time during shipment or transit until buyer actually receives them. So if you are a seller, you want a shipment contract. You don't want a destination contract. And if you're going to be a buyer in this marketplace, you want a destination contract. The destination contract, the seller is responsible until it gets to the hands of the buyer. And the shipment contract, passage of title and risk of loss pass as soon as the goods hit transit. Well, that's when they have to be in perfect tender condition when they hit transit.
Number two.
Okay. So we have a
shipment
to Larry.
Shipment goes transit.
It only took me a half hour today to get a point.
What?
You
okay. Can't. You get a point. I guess the word.
Destination is.
But I knew what it was.
You get half a point. He already knew what it was anyway.
If it was a half a point.
You're right, Scott. If you got a win two in a row, you'll be
right. You can force overtime.
Oh, a nice, simple. Easy one, not a whole lot of letters.
So like three-letter words? As he puts up like
this one has a letter. This is a good one for Nick, because this one has a letter that we don't sing a lot.
Z?
Does that say which?
That's a dog. You?
And Larry, you go first, because you won. Z? Not bad.
I bet it is a C.
We don't have the word contract in there.
All right. Oh my.
Three of
them. All right, let's see here. Your turn.
Z. OG.
Ha. Let's go with a R.
And when you get it, I want you to tell me the difference between these two. Legal difference. All right. L? Would you have an L? Oh, this is the... Paxton. Yeah, pure more than one race one.
This is number nine?
Eight and nine.
I'm going to go with W.
Oh.
Go
W.
Living on the edge.
Maybe a single U. Go W. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You. No, no.
You took me. That's not fair.
Definitely.
Let's go with an A.
Larry slipped me $10 before his last card.
Oh, did he? All right, guys. See how it is.
Don't worry, it was Monopoly money.
Money talks in this business. Lawyers like money.
Is it my turn?
Yes, it is your turn.
T? How many have I already?
I'm glad you guys got an A.
I had it with the O's.
Really?
Really?
I actually have an A on my track.
Yeah,
every
single one anyway.
I got the second word.
I'm
It's your turn, by the way.
Jay?
Let's go with a N. I get less and less out of steam every time she writes a letter up there.
So if you get the first word, you should be able to put it in the text, you'll get the first one.
I'm not going to say that. Colin, you can say that. I've got enough hints already.
A?
Already
have that. That's already up there. Didn't see it hiding there. B?
B?
B is a... Boy,
B is in board.
There's a B up there, isn't there? There's a B. It's right in between the A and the L.
I'm just kidding.
Ah, this game is rigged.
I'm just kidding, really.
Like, she was just kidding. I have to support my, worker here.
E. Oh, boy.
Oh. Void or portable?
Alright. Hey, it was my turn! Shit!
What?
I overheard him say it. I heard him word
void. Wait. Whose turn was it?
I said E, and then I guessed voidable.
But you waited 10 seconds. Did you get a letter that actually was put on the board?
Yeah, the E.
And there had not been an eater before. Then it was just... He gets 10 seconds to guess it.
Yeah, like 20 seconds.
I'm not enforcing that strictly. And please, people, don't help anybody out here.
Alright, a void or a voidable contract?
Yeah, what is the difference between the two?
Alright, I believe a voidable contract is if there's, say, something in there that's just totally obscene.
So, in pornography cases, you'd have void contracts.
Well, what I mean by that, like, is if they say, oh yeah, you can mow my yard, and I come up and say, hey, I'm going to mow your yard, and you just kind of, like, sign the contract without looking to the back page, and there's, like, I'm mowing your yard for, like, $1,000. It's voidable because in court of law, because it's like...
I don't want all that specifics. I want a simple little answer between the difference between void and voidable. You don't even really need to give me that specific of an example. What's the difference? What makes it?
Voidable.
What does void mean and what does voidable mean?
Void means you can get out of it. Voidable means you can't.
That's your answer. Just say yes or no.
Yes.
No, Nick, what's the difference between a void and voidable contract?
I don't know. I'm not even trying to...
Okay. Some contracts aren't enforceable for public policy reasons. We went through several of the areas. But a voidable contract is enforceable by one party, but not by the other. In that case, the other party is a wrongdoer. It's a party that committed fraud. It's a party that committed undue influence. It's a party that made threats to get a contract, wrongdoing of some kind. If the innocent party still wants to enforce the contract, regardless of the fraud or the wrongdoing, the court will enforce it, but not if the wrongdoer wants to enforce it. So the wrongdoer can't get an equitable remedy, and can't get an equitable remedy anyway. Why? Because he's got unclean hands. A void contract is one that the court will not enforce for either party. It's null and void. You were already married to somebody and you wanted to get, if you married somebody else, that's void. Yeah, that's not going to be enforced by any court. A gun to the head situation, the court's not going to enforce that for either part because that's fraud in the execution.
The sad part is that
you
said MY.
Neither of you get it, so Larry still has a one game lead.
I just hope I remember one before you found out what it is. After you start saying, like, oh yeah, that's what it is.
This one, the first two words have a hyphen between them.
What's the question?
I don't know if I wrote it down there. One, first question. This is my Motown problem. We got Martha Reeves and Barry Gordy in this one. Motown Records. Famous Motown sound.
I think it's your channel.
Hyper.
That one first last time.
Mm-hmm. She makes us all hey, one word up there. Okay. Larry, you still go first?
Hey.
Larry goes first.
Hey.
Ain't no way. How's that for good, I guess?
That's...
How many have this one already?
I got more than
that. Lucas, you got it already? I mean, Collins, you got it.
I got two.
Don't sample. Who's up?
Pre-existing duty rule.
Hey! Nice job. What does the pre-existing duty rule mean for purposes of a contract situation in which
the person has an obligation in the contract?
What happens if you have an obligation in a contract that's unfulfilled? And where does the pre-existing duty rule come in?
Say you have a loan for a car and you fail to pay for that car, then you can use that because you have an obligation to pay on your loan that you take out, and if you don't pay it, then you're held liable for that.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with pre-existing duty rule?
Oh, I know this, I think.
Obviously, if you have a contract, you have an obligation to perform. There's no question. What is this one? Pre-existing duty rule. Where does this come in? And you can think of it in terms of public obligations too, because those were some of the examples we gave in class. Think of it in terms of public offers, that might help. Public offers,
the
public obligations, that should help a little bit.
If the conditions are never met.
Does this just come in when we're only talking about one contract?
Dong him, I know this.
Dong me? I think it's gong.
Gong.
Can't do it? Can't do it, Nick?
I guess not. You suck.
Larry, you know what?
Yeah, it's when there's like, when, say, A makes a contract with B, and then A subcontracts B, I mean, not B, C, to form the contract they had with B, and then, like, C falls through, I think, and A still has a pre-existing duty rule. Or
C falls through because he doesn't understand what you're talking about.
Or it's the other one where they have a pre-existing, like...
You're getting gone if we keep going here. I'm willing to listen. I'll give one last shot. I was patient with him too.
All right. You have the duty to, if you enter as a business, they want you to have the duty to always to fulfill contracts. So you have a pre-existing whenever you enter a contract to fulfill it.
You can't have a pre-existing. You can't have a duty before you enter into the contract. We don't retroactive. Okay. Pre-existing duty rule comes in with two contracts. Interloped. One party has an unfulfilled obligation to pay in a contract. He then attempts to enter into a new contract and uses the fact that he has that unfulfilled obligation as consideration for a new promise back to him. That doesn't form a new contract because he has a pre-existing duty to perform on the original contract. He can't use that promise. Simply put, you can't use one arrow to support two contracts. Simply put. And I gave you a hint on public obligations and public offers. I wanted you to remember that the policeman can't collect the reward for catching the criminal because he has a pre-existing duty in his job as a policeman.
Oh, yeah.
The fireman can't collect the reward for who started the fire because the fireman has a pre-existing public obligation to do that anyway. That's a pre-existing duty rule. And that changes when we get to the UCC sale of goods by merchants.
Can they say to company C, I want to do something for you if you give me $100, and they make $200 for that one action, can they do that?
Under the sale of goods by merchants under the code, there doesn't need to be fresh consideration for that promise. So sales of goods by merchants are allowed to do that, and it would be enforceable. But common law services contracts, you can't. Okay, so...
Nobody got it.
So it's back to me going first.
Oh, here's a good one. This is the essay. Okay, short break. Second word is an acronym.
It's an acronym.
Three letters. That should already tell you what it is. Okay? And the last word is a famous song by a folk singer named Phil Oakes. Okay, A.
Oh.
Committed suicide.
Don't know it. S.
Back on Mike's question. The pre-existing duty rule came up in a court and satisfaction cases where the parties had a dispute. And they could never get off the dime because nobody wanted to agree to pay more for a certain change in the contract, and the party was already already had a pre-existing duty to perform the original contract. The UCC said that if you do that and the parties agree to fix the contract, there does not need to be fresh consideration to support the change. So the pre-existing duty rule comes up in cases in which the parties have a dispute and then fix the dispute, finish the contract. Common law, that fixing was not enforceable unless there was fresh consideration to support any change that the other party had to do. UCC said that's a ridiculous rule. And as long as both sides agree, they don't care. So both sides in a sale of goods by merchant situation are free to fix it any way they want to. Okay, so where did we leave off here? L.
No, I changed it. You. Oh, you. Come on.
You. You steal yours.
R.
Okay. Larry?
G.
G, yeah, G.
You little bastard.
Changes.
I'm not happy with it. I don't have no good.
Can't do it?
I have no clue what that
password is. Well, give me a letter
in. The G.
T.
New? No. There's already one up there. B.
No B.
No clue.
Oh, that's not no clue either. Nicholas Spade.
Nope.
I think I know it.
Well,
I have a light bulb.
Still up, perfect. Yes.
You should get this now. I will laugh at you if you don't get this.
Four, three, five, and four. Don't ask me, I don't give a damn.
Yeah.
Next up is Batman.
Right.
That's a joke, McDonald's. Now you gotta give them to me.
Hope you know it, because I don't.
Four changes from UCC over the common law regarding contracts. No, I don't look at the damn sheet.
I just got on here anyways.
All right, well, don't. Mark.
Or maybe the. Oh, yeah, I can't. Four UCC changes? Oh, I think I've already known.
Not pre-existing duty rule, because we just talked about that. Give me four other ones.
We didn't have a common law.
Modification of contracts, okay, more specific. What's different?
You can modify contracts?
Without fresh consideration. All right, that's the last thing they're getting from me. That's one. Give me three more.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, three more of them.
God,
it can be either a change rule or it can be something completely different that was not known in common law. We have a couple of those. So, it could be a change or something different, or really different. Come on, don't look at your notes. You gotta know what it is.
I don't.
You don't know any of the other ones?
Remy is a breach. No, that's, I'm pretty sure that's a term.
You pass?
I pass.
Larry, you gotta give me three now, because you gave me one.
I think one is, like, basically talking about how the courts, they want the contracts, they want you to figure out the contracts, your contracts, any way you can.
How about reason?
Huh?
That's one way to figure it out.
Well, I'm trying to, like, settle it without, like, being court, like, you can, like, you don't have to, wait, I know one. You don't start a brand new contract every time you counter-offer. You, like, can, like, stay on the same contract. It doesn't, like...
Right, the mirror image rule is gone.
Yeah, mirror image rule.
A counter-offer can vary from the offer, which is put out of common law. That puts the onus on the original party to object. If the original party doesn't object, and then the contract is formed on the basis of the counteroffer. Okay, two more. There's probably four more that I can think of right off the bat.
I gave him the first one. Technically, he only has one, and I have one.
That's why he's got to have two more to win. You couldn't come up with
six more to win. You have to have forever. Yeah, that's not really making any sense.
It'd be something completely different or a change in what would have come. Completely new, I should say. Completely new, unknown common law. There's two of those I can think of right now.
You can apply to a contract in any form. It doesn't have to be like if they say you only can apply by telephone, you can.
Any reasonable method of acceptance is appropriate.
All right, there's two. Now
give me three more.
Whoa.
You said three more. All right, give me one more. All
right, if I can even think of one more here.
You know
how to do it. Old wheels are turning.
Set you up to fail.
Is that.
Okay. If you got the offer from carrier pigeon, you don't have to send the acceptance back on a carrier pigeon.
Oh God! don't have a theory of pigeon.
Any reasonable means of acceptance is okay. That's really all part of the mirror image rules for that reason, so I should make you do two more. It really is. That's all part of that. Give me two more.
I don't think I got two more.
You got one more.
One more.
If not, give me a joke.
All right, so you guys walk into the fire.
Can't do it?
All right, guys, dog.
I could give a lot of jokes, but they're not.
All right, let's get some more here. The adequate assurance of performance rule. Unknown accountable. Time for performance by the other party has not yet come, but you have reason to believe they're not going to come through. You have a right to write them, send them a memo, an email, to demand immediate response as to whether they intend to still fulfill the contract or perform.
The firm offer rule.
We haven't got to that yet. We'll get to that.
Ah, I can't.
This is an adequate assurance of performance.
Too late.
Too late. If the other party does not respond, you can consider the contract discharged. So you tell them when you need the response. I need a response in 24 hours. They have to respond within 24 hours, or you can consider the contract discharged. Firm offer rule. Firm offer rule means that if a merchant sends a price quotation on goods, sale of goods, to another party in writing and says, this price is open to you for a period of time, but not to exceed 90 days, he cannot revoke the offer during that period. Remember, in common law, any offer that's not yet accepted can be revoked before it's accepted. And there's no problem with that. Also, the UCC sale of goods went from the common law rule of 500 up to 5,000. So a contract for the sale of goods that's oral is no good if it's for above $5,000 or more. Those are the main ones. There's probably a couple more. You can probably name a couple more. I'll probably give you I will give you extra credit. Let's finish reviewing, even though it's really time for a break, let's finish reviewing for the test on things that I have. Well, wait a minute. Yeah, you won.
I won?
You did not win.
No, you did. No, we're still not done yet.
You won.
We're not done yet. What do we have left here?
This is this might be his first ever person to win by 1 point. This might be his first meal.
6, 7, 10, 11, 12, 14, 15.
Do I try to finish this game off now or take a break?
I need to rub the mind.
Hey, what number was that anyway?
Yeah, we're going to get into agents and principals tonight.